This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Germany's economy is rebounding much faster than many expected. Growth rates are beating predictions. Export orders are up and the jobless rate is down. But some economists warn that Germany's reliance on exports and other problems risk undermining the recovery of Europe's largest economy. NPR's Eric Westervelt begins his report at a factory that makes some of Germany's most iconic cars.
At Volkswagen's main German production plant in the city of Wolfsburg, the shiny frames of new VW Taguan and Golf 6 cars look like they're floating as they move along conveyor belts and chains suspended above the factory floor. On the ground, the mechanical arms of electric robots move with awkward efficiency as they weld, solder, and glue car parts together while workers man control panels.
Now adhesive is being applied. Now the part just being placed, just being pressed on.
The foundation stones for this Wolfsburg factory and the city were laid by the Nazis in 1938. But soon after opening, Hitler's dream of mass-producing the ideal German car took a back seat to producing wartime rockets, anti-tank weapons, and military vehicles. This important arms and parts factory was repeatedly bombed by the Allies, as a VW tour guide points out.
Here on the left, the steel girder, you see holes, and these holes were made by Boxton all those years ago here.
How much was destroyed during the war?
70%.
But a few shrapnel scars on the wall and a recently added memorial in the town center commemorating the 20,000 wartime slave laborers used here are the only visible reminders of the German auto industry's dark past. Now a leading global corporation with 10 different brands and factories around the world, Volkswagen is looking forward, especially to Asia. Willy Durr is with IG Metall, the leading trade union for Germany's auto workers, including VW.
Germany will always be mainly an export country, and it must stay an export country. For the auto industry, the biggest growth areas will be in China and India, as well as Russia and South America.
Led by a boost in exports due in part to a weaker euro, Germany's overall economy is starting to surge again. The German Federation of Wholesale and Foreign Trade says exports grew by 30% in the first half of this year, and the jobless rate continues to fall. The Federal Statistical Office says for the month of June, the number of Germans with gainful employment is at the highest number since German reunification more than 20 years ago. Despite the good news, some economists are downright gloomy about the wider picture. That's because German consumption is flat and wages are down. Those facts have economists such as Simon Tilfer deeply worried about wage problems across the heavily indebted euro currency zone.
If German wages are falling by 1.5%, the Greeks and the Italians, etc., have to ensure that their wages fall by even more than that. Now that spells slump, or at least very, very weak growth. And very weak growth or slump is lethal for economies that are as indebted as these economies, because slump deflation implies increases in the real value of debt.
The chief economist at the Center for European Reform warns that another giant obstacle in Germany's speedy recovery is what he calls the country's dangerous over-reliance on exports. More than 60% of Germany's exports are to other Eurozone countries. And Tilford says Germany cannot use exports to lift the zone out of crisis.
Germany has been a huge drag on the Eurozone economy because its growth has been almost exclusively dependent on exports. Domestic demand in Germany has been stagnant. Now, that has led to the emergence of an enormous trade surplus in Germany with the rest of the Eurozone. Now, that's not a model that everyone can follow simultaneously. That's a mathematical impossibility. One country's surplus is another country's deficit.
Tilford also warns that Germany's federal budget cuts, the biggest austerity plans in the post-World War II era, are, in his words, the last thing the Eurozone needs right now. He says Europe's largest economy needs to spend, invest, and consume more domestically if the zone is to pull out of the sovereign debt crisis. But Volkswagen executive Pike von Bestenbostel says Germans have a history of saving, and getting them to consume is easier said than done.
It is their personal decision whether they consume or not. So you must leave that to the struggle of powers in the markets. And the same is true for the international markets, for the international competition. Those who have attractive products will sell them, and others might do not so good in that competition.
Von Bestenbostel says criticism of the country's reliance on exports is in part jealousy of German goods, including its cars, which are efficiently produced and in global demand. But for Germany, questions persist whether the export growth model is a sustainable one. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Wolfsburg.